The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk World of 7-1, everything entertainment, everything... Oh, I don't know.
Wow, did you lose interest?
I set that up, and I failed at the execution. I had a soundbite queued up, and I didn't turn the volume up. That would help. Yeah.
So let me do it over.
Let me try that again. Ahem. Yeah. Right here on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
Are you doing it?
Thank you, Oprah, for asking that very personal question. Very personal question. Wow, I'm a professional, I swear. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. Okay, we're going to begin with what we call house cleaning, housekeeping. Because we can also call this owning your stuff. Because we collectively, Dawn's in on this too, we have spent, I think it was 2 or 3 years, we have spent 3 years making fun of Alexis with her burrito place. La Tapatia, because it was a couple years ago, she went on and on and on about how great this damn burrito place was, and Dawn and I are salivating. We're like, oh, this is go, really? Oh,
yeah, let's go today.
Let's go. Oh, it's fresh. And oh,
we were confused about the location, though.
Yeah, because there were two things wrong, or two things suspect, and she couldn't quite tell us exactly how to get to it back then.
It was between AutoZone and the grocery store.
Yeah, the fourth door down
on
the hallway.
Which now has changed, yeah.
Yeah, you go down an alley, go knock on the fourth door.
Doesn't have a sign, she said.
No, doesn't have a sign.
Didn't.
No, there's just a guard out front, and then you say the password to him. He lets you in, and then you go through a beaded curtain. Anyway, so and then
they now have a great location.
They do, next to Conn's Mongolian. Yeah, yes. Snelling in Roseville.
In Roseville, yeah, with a sign, and it's bigger.
But the most tragic part of that, and the reason we've been making fun of Alexis about this story for two, three years is because she gets to the end of it, and it's a good 5-6 minutes. And again, Dawn and I are starving, and we're like, oh, God, this sounds good. This is Alexis. She goes, okay, let me see. I mean, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. They're closed today. They're closed. So she gets to the end. She gets to the end of the thing, and it's closed. It's closed on Mondays. Well,
I'm so glad. I was about to rib you on this, but yes, go ahead. Yes.
We will call this Jason owns his blank, because last hour in our food segment, I'm doing this ongoing little thing called Getting Her Done, where I'm going to highlight classic restaurants that don't get the publicity that new buzzy places go. Or if your name isn't Gavin Kaysen. So that's my goal, is to highlight other places. So yeah. This morning, I highlighted Chef Anne Ahmed's fabulous original restaurant Lemongrass in Brooklyn Park. I talked about it, went on and on about how good it is. I listed what we had on Sunday.
We'll have fried rice today.
Oh my gosh, the peanut sauce with the noodles.
It's fantastic. They're closed today. They're closed today. They're closed.
And Monday too. Monday and Tuesday.
They're closed Monday.
Let's make plans for tomorrow.
They're closed Monday and Tuesday. And I could have easily put this on the sheet for tomorrow, but no, I didn't do my due diligence. They're closed.
We should find some place that's closed tomorrow and talk.
We should and talk about that place.
That's our thing.
It gives people time to make plans.
Yeah. So if you want to go to Lemongrass, you can't go today. Not today. You can't go because you're not open today. And I apologize. / I'm owning my stuff. So there we go. I've pulled an Alexis, as we call it. I pulled an Alexis. Okay, now one more piece of house cleaning, and this is hysterical. We ran a classic commercial, and we were saying how much we love local commercials, good / bad local commercials. And Dawn sent us a link to a classic one.
It's my favorite.
I couldn't play it.
Where is this, Dawn?
What is this? Oh my God, you have to watch a video along with it.
Oh, okay.
Because he dances.
Yeah.
So this is Montgomery, Alabama. It's from a flea market. And it's fantastic. We used to play this all the time.
Yeah, Ellen rolled it many years ago because she loved this too. Yeah. So take a listen.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We're talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Oh, yeah. Come shop with us. I said flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. We got it. You need it. You'll find it. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. I said flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. Don't stop. Let's make it a dance. Come on now. To the left. To the right. Let's do this dance. Hey. To the left. To the right. Let's make this a dance. Flea market. Montgomery. It keeps you jumping. It's just like a mini mall. Check it out now. Everybody. Like this now. Hey. Flea market. Montgomery. It's just like.
Oh, God. It never ends. It's a two-minute commercial.
Yeah, he paid it for a double commercial.
Wow.
People love him in Montgomery, Alabama. He's famous
for these
commercials. Is
he still getting it done over there? Can we go to the flea market, Montgomery?
You know what? This is like from the 90s, so I'm not sure if it's still open, but he was...
It's just like a mini mall. Oh, I don't. There are, you know, the thing is, there are no mini malls anymore. Barely malls.
Yeah. We should put this if Alexis, if you'll link this, if people.
Oh yeah,
seen
absolutely.
It, you have to see him dancing.
Oh yeah, the whole thing great. Is just championship.
Oh, yeah. The Talk, Mighty Ducks and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We're going to do a little TV talk when we come back next.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life, and that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com, and Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. I'm thinking it over
anyway. CBS's The Talk returned yesterday after several weeks off. Following the Sharon Osbourne episode. Welcome back, Jason. Yeah, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I've rarely watched the show, admittedly, but I did record it yesterday. Lex, I know you watched it.
Yeah.
Ladies first, your observations over this first episode.
Oh, wow. It was very awkward to watch, I think just because it was so out of format, but the important conversations to have, it did feel weird that Sharon wasn't there because it just felt like there was no, you know, the whole thing was, listen, we need to listen to each other. But maybe the person who really needed to listen was Sharon, although I don't know if she would have put herself in that position because it probably would have felt like a bullying situation or a ganging up type of situation. Although we did get some information, answered some questions. For instance, Cheryl, why she didn't text Sharon back. She acknowledged that she did get those text messages, but hasn't had a phone conversation with her. And she said it was because it was an ongoing investigation and she just didn't want to violate anything that, you know, could be suspect, which I think that's a good reason not to. The part that I think was missing was, well, then what now? So, yes, you didn't answer then. That makes sense. There was a month-long investigation, but do you call her now? Do you have any plans to? Is it too late? Is there a point of no return? Because they have done the show together for a decade. And hopefully that's important to her, but maybe not. I mean, she did also throw out the Maya Angelou quote of when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. So I don't know if that means that there's no hope for them, but that would be sad to see.
Yeah, there were, this was obviously out of format. A difficult situation for all of the hosts there. Cheryl, I'm glad that you brought that up because there were some mixed signals as a viewer just consuming it because she did say the Maya Angelou, but before the Maya Angelou quote, she was like, she gave a scenario where she said, look, if Sharon came up to me in a public space or whatever and put her hands out, I would accept it. You know what I mean? So she said that, but then she stopped that that line, or not that line, but she stopped that sentiment. And then, you know, I think someone asked her a question, so she didn't complete that sentiment. And then she said the thing about she gave the Maya Angelou quote, which, by the way, is one of my favorite quotes ever.
Yeah, same.
And it's very true. And it looks like it's applicable here. The other thing that I thought was, there are two things I found interesting. Right off the top, Cheryl opened the show in a pre-recorded thing backstage, and she said that Sharon left the talk, which I found interesting. And then, like you said, the discussion of the text messages, because as we know, we've covered it on the show, Sharon, as we had receipts, she said she sent three text messages to Cheryl. Cheryl cleared that up. She goes, you know, since we're clearing stuff up, I did receive them, like Alexa said, but because we are I was talking to the crew here at Fox, and we're like, we don't blame Cheryl, because if you are under, if you are in the middle of an internal HR investigation with you and another employee, oh my goodness, I would be freaked out to not respond to anything. You know what I mean? Because those text messages can be used and misinterpreted anyway. Yep. So that was cleared up. And it seems like, and my apologies, because I do not watch the show. I think Elaine is the other Elaine, and then there's Carrie Ananaba, and there's, because there's two new co-hosts. But anyway, and Carrie Ann was not there that day. I did not realize the role and the...
Carrie Ann was there.
Oh, I thought she said she wasn't there that day.
Oh, the day of. I thought you meant yesterday. So I was like, wait, oh, no. Yeah, I don't know about that.
She wasn't, she said that, but she opened the show and said that she was not there that day. So she was going to...
I thought you meant yesterday. Sorry.
No, she just meant that she was going to sit back and kind of listen during the show. But
She did.
Yeah, and she did. And I don't know a lot about the other two co-hosts. Yeah. I was there was a lot of hurt all the way around, and you could tell that there was not just Cheryl, but all of the hosts were really, really put off of Cheryl, Sharon Osbourne that day.
Yeah.
And There was a level of hurt and frustration from all of the hosts, not just Cheryl. What are you going to say, Dawn?
Well, I was wondering at one point, and I don't know if this was, I heard it from you guys on the show. The only thing that bothers me about the text messages is that I felt like it was when Cheryl said that she hadn't heard from her at all, and Sharon said, I did text her a bunch of times and I went to her dressing room to apologize. I felt like that was disingenuous, because that gave me an opinion of Sharon Osbourne thinking she doesn't even care enough to apologize and she's not sorry. But the fact of the matter is that she did come to her dressing room. Is that correct, or am I getting that wrong?
They didn't address that.
Okay.
No, they didn't address
that. I feel like that made me have a different opinion of Sharon.
Sharon Osbourne, yeah.
Because of what Cheryl said. It's like, oh, wow, she's not sorry. You know, we all have had times where we've, you know, lost our temper and said stupid things.
Absolutely.
And so Sharon was owning it, and Cheryl seemed to act like that she wasn't owning it.
Yeah. Elaine Welteroth, I want to get her name right and not just refer to her as another host. Amanda Klutz and Elaine Welteroth are the two new ones. And Elaine was the one. Elaine really spoke. Elaine spoke almost more than Cheryl about that day. You know what I kind of felt? If I'm being very honest, when I was watching it, of course this episode was out of format, but I kind of felt like we as viewers were listening to an HR intervention that we should not have been listening to.
There was the expert there.
No, yes.
And he was kind of like leading the conversation, asking, how did you feel? And how did you feel? And maybe they have been doing that behind the scenes. But
they said they have been.
The same way too, Jace.
Yeah. And I'm not making light of it. I'm not making a joke, but I'm just telling you, as someone sitting on their couch watching CBS, the way they formatted it and the fact that this guy was there kind of not dictating, was kind of moderating the whole thing. I was like, we've all been in those HR. we've all been in those kind of lunch and learn situations. And I felt like I was watching a CBS internal HR lunch and learn. And
even more fun than the talk is usually to me.
Oh yeah. And I just felt like, wow, I hope people get a lot. I hope people take something from this, because I think that was their goal. But it was a fascinating episode.
They were also still being very careful about how they were phrasing things, and the very real conversation about not appearing as an angry Black woman
is
I think they were demonstrating that again. And also that they're on this tightrope, and that she said this, that, you know, you go back and forth, and she's been watching the episode, and you see these two Black women walking on a tightrope that they walk on every day, and it just felt like they were doing it again. So I don't know. They were very careful. I mean, everyone was. You don't want to say the wrong thing. That's why this is such a difficult conversation to have.
I did love Cheryl opened the door a little bit. I'm so glad that you pointed that out, Lex, because Cheryl opened it up a little bit when the moderator kind of pressed her, and then we have to go. Pressed her and was like, no, go ahead and say it, Cheryl. And Cheryl said, I felt like I was being talked down to. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, audience. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was being talked down to a little bit, and I am a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
And Cheryl didn't even want to say that. And then it was the moderator that said, no, go ahead and say it. And Cheryl edited herself the first go around, and then she goes, no, I'm going to say it. I felt she was talking to me, and I'm thinking to myself in my head, I am a grown-ass woman. Do not talk to me this way.
Well, and race aside, if anyone talked to anyone about any topic the way that Sharon Osbourne did, and how she, you know, don't cry, you know, that is condescending. Yeah. No matter what, or patronizing, whatever, you know, how
no matter
she's
what
right
topic is.
I think we all felt that, no matter who you are, no it one just wants to feel small in a conversation like that.
7:29, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, get ready to laugh. We're going to do a little would you rather next.
Shows up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on my talk 107.1. Hey, don't forget, you can now watch radio on our My Talk YouTube channel, including the segment we're getting ready to do right here, and that's the legendary Would You Rather. And please, if you mildly tolerate us, please know that for every subscriber, B. Arthur gives us a nickel. So we would really appreciate your help with that. Yeah. We have
$1.25 right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put gas in my car.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
nice.
Did you get
a quarter of a gallon?
She got to go from the gas station to home, and that was about it.
I hitched to work today because I knew I couldn't be driving.
Nope.
Because of the curfew. So
bottom line, what we're telling you, if you want Dawn to come home, you have to subscribe to the My Talk YouTube channel.
Come on, MC. If you want me to come home, get on it.
That's right. Come on, MC.
It's time to make a choice. Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Would you rather? Okay. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The legendary Would You Rather. I think I remember the one that I left off on. It was a good one. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. This is under the hard choices category. Would you rather have a horrible, horrible job, but be able to retire very comfortably in 10 years? Or have your dream job, but you have to work until the day you die?
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, which one?
The latter
one. Which one, Kenny?
There's no retirement for me.
How comfortably, just like...
It says very, the very, word very.
Okay, oh. I'm doing that. I'm going to do a bad job for 10 years, starting now.
Yeah, starting now.
Okay, I'll have to go cut up chicken at a Tyson plant or something.
For 10 years.
I love that out of all the jobs in the universe, I almost called Dawn Barb. Barb picks cutting chicken at a Tyson plant.
Well, I talked to a listener one time at a live broadcast, and I really humbled myself because I had a lot of things to do that day, and I was sort of, because I knew this listener, I was sort of complaining, and they were like, yeah, I'm still working at the chicken plant, just, you know.
And it centered you. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a butthole. And I apologize to them. And then every time I think about that my job sucks, I think about cutting up chicken.
I love that. Yeah. But Dawn, you may be a butthole, but you're a beautiful butthole, if I may say so.
Thanks so much, Gorge.
Yeah, I get you. I'm Gorge.
I'm doing dream job and never retire.
Okay, me too.
Wow,
too.
I'm the only one that'll cut up chicken. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
People need chicken.
People need chicken, Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, now this one is interesting, considering our earlier conversation.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather date a furry or date a dominatrix?
Ooh.
I like this one.
Ooh.
I would do dominatrix.
Yeah, so would I.
I might too.
Because there's all of that costume to work around, and I know I don't like that.
Yeah.
Look at Kenny's
face.
That's
my question. Can it be natural fur? Or does it have to be, you know?
No, it's a costume.
No, it's a costume. Yeah,
natural I'm not good fur. With zippers, so I've been a very, very bad boy. I'm going to need to be punished.
Oh, my God. Don't ever say that again.
Dominate me.
How naughty, Daddy. How naughty.
Oh, God, no! Ooh. Suddenly I'm thinking furry life.
Yeah. Okay, now this will be interesting to see because things affect people very differently. So this is going to be an interesting one. This is in the XXX category.
Uh-oh.
I'll do this one as Lance. Would you rather have sex after taking 10 shots or have sex after smoking a lot of weed?
Oh, weed for sure.
Oh, I instantly thought about the vaccine.
Yeah, what shots?
I'm like, what kind of shots are you talking about?
What kind of shots? 10 shots of what?
Patron, girl.
I know. Now I'm
talking about a shot.
Not Moderna. Is it Pfizer or is it Moderna?
Get all the vaccines.
That's exactly what I thought. Okay, 10 shots of alcohol.
I don't know why that's...
Lex.
That me too, Lex.
Is it the Johnson and Johnson? I don't.
Yeah, I know.
I just thought it was my booster shot for polio or
no, Dawn. It's not your polio booster, Dawn. Okay. I'm talking about Patron.
Oh, 10 shots. I mean, at this point, I haven't had anything to drink for a couple of years. I would throw up, I'll do the weed. It sounds so uncool.
I'm gonna take shots.
Okay.
Too much munchies and tiredness.
Kenny?
I don't know. What about you guys? Yeah.
I mean, we know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
It was 10 drinks and 10 big fat Barb Marley joints. And 40 years later, we're still married. So.
That they hooked up the first night. He always tells
his
story.
On the plate.
That's really wow.
That's right.
That's a lot.
I'm doing weed.
Yeah.
Even though, and I've never done it before, but I heard it makes me very paranoid. But
That's what you've heard. Word on the street.
The word on the street.
I'm confused.
The word on the street is, if I had ever done it, it makes Jason very paranoid.
Okay.
Like, I heard a rumor one time that I couldn't find my way out of a casino, and I had to have the security guard show me the door. So,
well,
yeah.
Casinos are designed that way, so you keep gambling. Don't worry about that.
Just a rumor, though. Lost. That's a rumor. I've never really, Our final one. Would you rather walk around for a month with a giant, visible hickey? Or walk around with very visible scratches on your neck?
Oh, hickey. That heals better, I think.
Yeah, hickey, I'll just say I burned myself with my curling iron. That's what I've always said.
I love that Lex is thinking of the Neosporin aspect. Oh, that's going to heal. The scratches.
Big statement jewelry. Scarves.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Yeah,
bibs.
I'll do a hickey.
Bibs.
I'm doing scratches. I'll wear it proudly.
Alexis is going to wear a turtleneck dickie. That's what she's implying.
Basically.
She goes, bibs.
Bibs. Are you eating crab, girl? What you doing?
All the time. I'm such a messy eater.
Don't look at my hickey.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
Oh, yes. When we come back, we're chatting with Liz after this.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
There's a longer version of that where the guy keeps answering turkey for all of the choices, and it gets progressively funnier and funnier. Oh. Every answer is turkey, turkey. I love it. Let's do one more, shall we?
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name? A yellow fruit.
Orange.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Oh, now I meant to press my favorite. I won't run the open and tail, but here's just this guy I love more than anything. Here we go.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Well, it's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but I just love his Bob, because you know I can picture. I don't know what Bob looks like, but I know what Bob looks like. I know what
something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians,
of course.
Russians.
It's Russians. Russia. Oh, I love Bob. He's also on the one that says name an animal with three letters in its name. Alligator.
Same guy?
That's the same guy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, good. Name anyway. Yeah. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It's time for one of our favorite things that we do here on the show. It is Tuesdays with Liz.
Hello, Liz. I think we need to talk.
She's a sweetie.
Well, I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Hello, Liz. Well, hello, Liz.
And hello to Liz, who joins us on the phone now. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How you doing today, Liz?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Oh, perfect. The weather's kind of isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to snow.
I know.
We're not surprised, though, are we?
No. Well, Liz, every week you become more and more popular, and it shows on our My Talk Facebook page. On Monday nights now, we put up a post that says, hey, ask Liz a question if you need advice or you want to know something about Liz. And we got a lot of responses last night. Lex, take it away.
Yeah, we did. Are you ready, Liz?
I'm ready.
All right. Alyssa wants to know. Well, she writes, I feel like no matter what I do, I'm always worrying and stressed out about something. Mm. What are the best ways to clear your mind? or clear your head?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the best way for me is just to take some deep breaths and relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do slow your breathing and breathe in and out very slowly. And that seems to break the tension a little bit.
I'm doing it now, Liz. I'm doing it right now. Breathe in, smell the rose, blow out the birthday cake, which you probably shouldn't do anymore. But yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I think all of us need that reminder, Liz, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Stephanie wants to know, what's the biggest life lesson you've grown from?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question.
That's really a good one. I think the thing that I have learned the most is the fact that not to take myself so seriously.
Oh, that is a great reminder. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, if we're so worried about ourselves and we're so worried how other people think about us and we're so worried if we're smart or dumb or anything else, we're beating ourselves up, and that doesn't help us to be caring, loving person.
How long, Liz, when was that? Was it like in your 20s or 30s? When did you learn that lesson? When did that hit home for you?
Well, I think it probably hit home to me when I was about 25 years old, and I realized, you know, that I can't do everything, you know, and be everything, and if I can't appreciate myself, all I'm going to do is destroy myself, you know, because, you know, because when you're young, you think you're going to be the most best person in something, and you're working so hard and everything else, and you want to be, you think you're so smart and you can do anything, and the day comes when you can't, there's something you can't do, and you're so sad about it because you're so frustrated. And the thing of it is, you're a good person, whether you're the smartest person or just an average person or a person that doesn't have much going for you. You're still a decent, good person.
Liz, let me flip that. Let me alter that question a little bit, because I remember, and, you know, I think all kids do this. I think all teenagers. I remember not literally rolling my eyes, but I remember when my grandma would tell me like a life lesson or, you know, oh, Jason, don't da 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 da. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, grandma. And now I remember all those lessons and I'm like, wow, I should have just realized she's been on this earth longer than me and I should have taken her wisdom. Right. Yeah. What, Liz, I know this is a pretty broad question, but what do you see in youth? What do you see in youth that doesn't drive you crazy, but you wish they would learn quicker? Is it the lesson of not taking yourself so seriously? Or what is it with youth that you go, oh, no.
Well, I guess the thing that frustrates me the most is when people don't listen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You know, they're so busy talking and carrying on, and they don't listen to anything, and they lose a lot of information by not listening. And that's so frustrating to me, because I think that's part of the reason we're in the state of war, practically, that we're in right now, is nobody listens to each other anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably very accurate. We're not hearing. We're all, and it's, I think the phone, I think the constant titillation of the phone and the deluge of information, and it's as constant now. You don't take a moment to just think about it. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, Liz, thank you again. We always love spending our Tuesdays with you.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it very much, too.
Thank you. Thanks, bye-bye, Liz. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's Liz, everyone. And don't forget, if you have a question for Liz or a live question, you can see the posts on the My Talk social accounts. We would love for you to join the conversation with our dear friend Liz. As I said, while you're there, check out the My Talk YouTube channel. New videos from all the weekday shows every day. It's basically B. Arthur's new life calling. So please subscribe right now. Go to YouTube and hit or search for My Talk. 651-641-1071. We're looking for two people that want their sticks read. Next.